Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Ruth Sherman, one of our favorites, 15-year almost member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized and as an authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She's written two important books on this, Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and her new one, Speakrets, the 30 best, most effective, most overlooked marketing and personal branding essentials. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Website, one more time, please.
It's RuthSherman.com, and if people go on there and subscribe, there's all kinds of good stuff that they'll get to help them along this journey, Jim.
Well, and I hope you will, folks. Ruth, I'm gonna make my confession again. I made it earlier in the hour before you got here. Whenever I have, I learned. One of the things I learned with Xerox is how to role play. But I'd really always been doing it all my life. For some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, I've always anticipated what was going to be happening in the next conversation, and I played it out in my head. And so if I'm about to make a sales call, I try to imagine what that sales call, how it's going to go. And I try to imagine, and oftentimes, the things that I pay attention to are a presumption that I'm going to make. And I'll say something to myself for this role play, and then I'll say, whoa, dude, how do you know that? You can't say that. You know, you see what I mean? I think when you're communicating, we're talking about communication skills, I just think that's an important, handy tool. It has been for me for a long time. What do you think?
What I think you're even talking about is something deeper than the role play that you're talking about. I think you're talking about empathy and the ability to be able to imagine how another person is feeling and how they're thinking. Isn't magic? It doesn't come from nowhere. It's not a miracle from God. It's as a result of experience and being a very good listener and being able to, again, imagine inside you. And empathy is not imagining somebody will want to hear what you are interested in. It's imagining that they will want to hear what they are interested in. That's an important distinction. And I think people like you and great communicators like you who are empathetic can role play in the most effective way. I call it role practice because, you imagine. You know these people.
But isn't that kind of a lost art? I know it is in sales training. I mean, it's out there somewhere, but you don't hear it as much as you used to.
Yeah. You know, I didn't undergo the same kinds of sales training courses that you did in those great companies that you worked with early in your career. I always felt with the sales training that I undertook, I always felt like a failure. I always thought it was junk, what they were telling me. So I unfortunately didn't get that advantage. But what I always did know, and this was through my communication, through my education, that if I could imagine what someone else might be feeling and thinking, then I would be much better able to connect with that person and be able to uncover their needs, whether they were out in front and obvious or hidden, especially the hidden needs. So, you know, in sales, Jim, it's the kind of thing where people often don't know what they want. They can't articulate it. And so it's our job as salespeople, and we all are to some extent, as I said earlier, be able to pull that out, to be able to listen well enough to pick up on the nuances of what they're saying and say, you know what, you're saying you want this, but here's what I think you might also consider. And that is a result of having empathy and also being a great listener.
Yes, and that empathy, if you have that empathy and you play the long game, which I have all my life with customers, prospects, is you say, okay, I'm going to go call on this person And I may sell them something, but what I hope at least that I do is I help them. I do something, I leave something behind to help them. And if you, and then what you have to do though is say to yourself, but the answer to both of those questions is not inside my head, it's inside their head. So I have to get it out of their head, right? So I have to, I have to do more asking and listening and less talking, right?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And you mentioned the idea that they are going to be better, right? You'll help them. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, they'll have something better happen that maybe isn't happening now. I have the same exact feeling. I've got a speech I've got to deliver to the Mortgage Bankers Association in just a little over a week. It's a new topic. I've been practicing like crazy. I'm nervous a little bit about it.
I hope you stay nervous all the way to the end.
And I will.
That's how you seek excellence.
And so I say my first few words. But I always, always, I want them to walk out better than they came in. That's the goal. And if I don't achieve that, then I have failed.
That's right.
And I don't intend to fail.
No, that's exactly right. You won't fail. And you, the reason you won't fail is because you're going to be nervous all the way to the, till you get through delivering it. And I've done that. I hope I never don't get stage fright before, or have some kind of butterflies. Before I go up on stage. I hope I never get there. Cause that's where excellence lies, isn't it?
I agree with you. It means it's important to you. It means that you want to make a difference and that you care.
And respect for the audience, too. I think there's something about that, too. Hey, Ruth, I need your website one more time, please.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim. Thanks
again
for asking.
Hey, Ruth, you're the best. Come back soon.
Oh, it takes one to know one. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us, and so we did. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.